It's 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and it's my first live session. I couldn't be happier that it's with Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. Welcome.
Thank you. Couldn't be happier to be here.
Charlie, this is the first time I've met you. I'm really happy to make your acquaintance. Ben, I know you from, you came into 100.3 The Sound like 8 or 9 years ago when it was a station kind of like this.
Sure did.
And I was just thinking about it yesterday. He brings in the entire Relentless Seven, and they're in there for the interview. My first question is, so why won't you guys relent? And it could have ended up with a beating that I needed so badly at that moment, but we laughed and we had a good time. At that time, though, you hadn't even imagined working with Charlie. Or maybe you imagined it, but certainly hadn't done the first album. It was just not even a dream at that point.
It was, you know, between Charlie and I, it was direct dialogue and on our agenda, and it had been for years, over a decade, but it just, we just didn't let the cat out of the bag.
Nice. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, but we're here to sample the new album, No Mercy in This Land, and if it's okay, I'd like to let the music do a little bit of the talking.
Oh, that's great.
And if you guys wouldn't mind favoring us with a tune.
Love to.
It's Found the One, Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. There, what is that drum groove? That is, it's like I described it the other day on the air. It's like that song's a rolling ball and knives. Were you surprised? I mean, you know what you bring to the table, Ben. You know what you bring, Charlie. Were you surprised at how the other areas of the band came and all boats were lifted with the tide?
Charlie, I'm tempted to say that, oh, you know, the musicians are so great, I'm never surprised. And,
yeah.
But
I agree with you.
But I got to pull up the anchor and set sail on that one, because that just, it did. You've been at it so long, it's hard to be surprised by great musicians, because you're used to their greatness. But that one just surprised. I think that drum groove surprised everybody in the room.
Yeah, it's great. And there's just an electricity to it. We were talking about it the other day. It's like almost like if Ringo played the blues. There's an idiosyncratic nature to it, but it's spare, and it just really, really rides in the groove. It's really great. You talked a little bit ago about...
If Ringo and Steve Gadd had a baby, it'd be that groove.
Right. A little... 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, and yeah, it's fantastic.
50 Ways to Find the One. Like the song I wrote.
I want to hear that mashup. So you talked about having plans for a while. Now, I know you guys met working with the late, great John Lee Hooker, and he was kind of the one who set up this marriage and said, you guys should work with each other, but it was a really long courtship. I mean, it took years and years before you got together to do the Get Up album. You just can't rush the blues? What's the story with that?
Too busy.
Yeah,
we're just always to-ing and fro-ing, and it's hard to find a window of time open, both of us at the same time, to do something different.
Charlie, when you get out there, it seems like this is like a symbiotic relationship, you know, what like you see in nature with two animals that complement each other. For you, you get a whole new generation of fans to come out and see your work. And for you, Ben, you kind of get your ticket punched to go to this land of the blues. Not that you don't deserve it on your own, but if you walk in with him, people wave you on in.
Man, it's a Reese's peanut butter cup, chocolate peanut butter situation like none other. It's really hip.
With bacon.
Yeah,
Elvis style, I like it.
Charlie's relationship with bacon is as inspiring as the music.
So I was looking at your guys' set list from some of the shows that you just got here back to the States from a whirlwind tour around Europe. And I just picked out one of the set lists and looked at it, and I just happened to notice that the covers that you did, you only did a couple of covers. You did Your Blues by the Beatles and When the Levee Breaks, which I know was written by Kansas Joe McCoy, but you definitely honor the Led Zeppelin arrangement of that song. Is there any there to this question? It was interesting to me to see that you picked European artists, British artists, and their interpretation of the blues, and then you put your stamp on it and brought it back here to America.
There wasn't a there till you put a there.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Now it seems to be, now there's a there.
Well, in fairness, you were in Madrid. It was the one that I just looked at, the playlist. How do European audiences react to it? Is there a difference between European audiences and American audiences, and what is it?
I've been a bit surprised. I would have thought there would have been a more of a reaction almost to some in a couple of situations, and then sometimes it's just instantaneous, bam. It's like, okay, we've been waiting to hear that song played that way.
But music, I mean, do you feel like it's universal and everybody everywhere gets the same vibe when you play something? Are you going to favor us with another song? Do you have another one in you?
Love to.
This would be fantastic. Another one off the new album that's called No Mercy in This Land.
And we were going to play the title track, if that's cool.
Oh, fantastic.
What would be the first thing you'd say to the Lord? The last thing you would dream if you couldn't dream no more? Won't you please help me understand? Is there no mercy in this land? No mercy in this land. Followed the river ran dry. Followed my lover till we said goodbye. Followed you through soldiers who fired on command. Is there no mercy in this land? Thank you.
as I speak in whispers, travel only to and from. Come close, you'll see the red of a well-bitten tongue. The righteous and the wretched, the holy and the damned. Is there no mercy in this land? No mercy in this land. Father left us down here all alone. My poor mother lies under a stone with an aching heart and trembling hands. Is there no mercy in this land?
No mercy in this land. It's Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. So glad to have you guys in the studio here today. I want to make sure that before we finish up today, Ben, I wanted to mention your activism and your philanthropy. Just let me name check some of the charities you have on your website. Yep. New Light Boys Home, yep. Tony Hawk Foundation, yep. Lyft, yep. Living Lands and Waters, yep. Feeding America, Plastic Pollution, yep. Coalition, Pick Up America, Surf Rider Foundation, Pat Tillman Foundation. Yep. You lift up all these groups, and you still find time for music. you must be the best at time management of anybody I know. This is great.
I'm not bad at it. I didn't even, yeah, man, when you hear them all on paper like that, that is some heavy lifting.
Hey, I am pretty cool. No, this is really great.
That feels good to hear, because I have substantially committed to all of those, and over the years, fortunately, that's a list that's built over decades.
Well, both of you, Charlie and Ben, you both seem like deliberate people to me, that, you know, you don't suffer fools gladly and you do things for an intention. It doesn't surprise me that you make music with an integrity to it that has a message and means something, and you back that up with things when you're not making music that, you know, are worth your time.
Fair enough.
What do you do when you're not blowing the harp? Charlie, what makes you happy when you're not making music?
I rest. I go looking for bacon.
No, I can't fall. It's the candy of meats, you know.
I do all kinds of stuff. I read. I help Henrietta in the yard. I go visit friends. Maybe shoot a little pool or something. Just, you know, catch up. A lot of catching up to do when you're gone a lot.
I bet.
Yeah.
So great to have you guys in here. What's next? What are the plans on? Are there any plans for the future? I mean, you got a Grammy with your first album, Get Up. I'm expecting that in the spring we'll be talking about that again, and hopefully more music from the two of you. Do you have plans? Are there songs in your pocket from sound checks that you're like, eh, maybe that's album three?
You know, this album just came out. It's not time to start thinking about the next one.
I'm pushing
it. It's like, while we're on our first course, what do you think dessert's going to be? You know, let's finish the salad first.
See, I'm always planning my next meal when I'm eating the one I've got.
Like that.
All right, then. Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, they're going to play us out. Thanks once again for joining us here at 88.5 FM.
Thanks for having us.
I got a bad habit, slowly sinking in. Got a bad habit, slowly. Got me hearing voices, seeing through my skin. man gives you his hat. He's living on borrowed time. When a man gives you his hat, he's living on borrowed time. The shoe fits, so I wore it, but I left one late sometime. The only light is a match that just won't spark.